Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you. And has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started by song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. We got to put on that full armor, y'all. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving in the Spirit to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your auntie. Go wake up your uncle. Go wake up my dear this morning. And Paul, wake them all up. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh, yes, we on the air. Beaming the love of God from Dallas, Fort Worth, through Canada, the United Kingdom, to the known world, wherever they got internet radio. All right, y'all, get out the bed. Oh, I know what to do. Let me go get my roosters. Let me go get my... Y'all ain't gonna get out the bed without my roosters. It look like y'all just won't get up. That's why I gotta get my rooster. Why? You ask them, why that man keep bringing them roosters on? Because you won't get out of the bed unless I bring these roosters. I got three of them. Benny, Red, and Crow. And they gonna wake y'all up. And they're going to do their job. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, roosters. Thank you. Thank you. Thank y'all so much. I thank y'all so much. All right. Listen. Let me go here and get up one of these whining fellas here. Marvin Whining got a great song out. It's called I Feel Like Going On.
Like going on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Marvin whining. I feel like going on. I know sometimes it get dark out there, but when you got Jesus in your life, he's the light of the world. You can feel like going on. And so that's your song for the day. I feel like going on. When everybody else is quitting, everybody else is bagging up and shedding up, you stand up and you speak up for the Lord. I feel like going on. Tell somebody today, I feel like going on. I know everybody else may be falling by the wayside, but you let them know, I feel like going on. Amen. And God will bless you. He'll bless you for going on. All right, that's your song for today. I feel like going on, Marvin Whining. All right, it's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 24, 25, and 26. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
After Jehoiakim, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the officials, the artisans, and the other skilled workers of Judah were carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. The Lord showed me two baskets of figs placed in front of the temple of the Lord. One basket had very good figs, like those that ripen early. The other basket had very bad figs, so bad they could not be eaten. Then the Lord asked me,
"What do you see, Jeremiah?"
"Figs," I answered. "The good ones are very good, but the bad ones are so bad they cannot be eaten." Then the word of the Lord came to me.
"This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Like these good figs, I regard as good the exiles from Judah, whom I sent away from this place to the land of the Babylonians. My eyes will watch over them for their good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. But like the bad figs, which are so bad they cannot be eaten,"
says the Lord,
"so will I deal with Zedekiah, king of Judah, his officials, and the survivors from Jerusalem. Whether they remain in this land or live in Egypt, I will make them abhorrent and an offense to all the kingdoms of the earth, a reproach and a byword, a curse and an object of ridicule. Wherever I banish them, I will send the sword, famine, and plague against them until they are destroyed from the land I gave to them and their ancestors."
The word came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So Jeremiah the prophet said to all the people of Judah and to all those living in Jerusalem,
"For 23 years, from the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, until this very day, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And though the Lord has sent all his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid any attention." They said,
"Turn now, each of you, from your evil ways and your evil practices, and you can stay in the land the Lord gave to you and your ancestors forever and ever. Do not follow other gods to serve and worship them. Do not arouse my anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you."
"But you did not listen to me,"
declares the Lord,
"and you have aroused my anger with what your hands have made, and you have brought harm to yourselves.
Therefore the Lord Almighty says this:
because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the peoples of the north, and my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon,"
declares the Lord,
and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants, and against all the surrounding nations. I will completely destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and an everlasting ruin. I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, the sound of millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt,
declares the Lord,
and will make it desolate forever. I will bring on that land all the things I have spoken against it, all that are written in this book and prophesied by Jeremiah against all the nations. They themselves will be enslaved by many nations and great kings. I will repay them according to their deeds and the work of their hands.
This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me.
Take from my hand this cup filled with the wine of my wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. When they drink it, they will stagger and go mad because of the sword I will send among them.
So I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom he sent me drink it. Jerusalem and the towns of Judah, its kings and officials, to make them a ruin and an object of horror and scorn, a curse as they are today. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his attendants, his officials, and all his people, and all the foreign people there, all the kings of Uz, all the kings of the Philistines, those of Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the people left at Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and Ammon, all the kings of Tyre and Sidon, the kings of the coastlands across the sea, Dedan, Tema, Buz, and all who are in distant places, all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the foreign people who live in the wilderness, all the kings of Zimri, Elam, and Media, and all the kings of the north, near and far, one after the other, all the kingdoms on the face of the earth, and after all of them, the king of Shishak will drink it too.
Then tell them, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Drink, get drunk and vomit, and fall to rise no more, because of the sword I will send among you. But if they refuse to take the cup from your hand and drink, tell them, this is what the Lord Almighty says. You must drink it. See, I am beginning to bring disaster on the city that bears my name. And will you indeed go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, for I am calling down a sword on all who live on the earth, declares the Lord Almighty. Now prophesy all these words against them, and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high. He will thunder from his holy dwelling and roar mightily against his land. He will shout like those who tread the grapes, shout against all who live on the earth. The tumult will resound to the ends of the earth, for the Lord will bring charges against the nations. He will bring judgment on all humankind and put the wicked to the sword.
Declares the Lord, this is what the Lord Almighty says.
Look, disaster is spreading from nation to nation. A mighty storm is rising from the ends of the earth.
At that time, those slain by the Lord will be everywhere, from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be mourned or gathered up or buried, but will be like dung lying on the ground. Weep and wail, you shepherds. Roll in the dust, you leaders of the flock, for your time to be slaughtered has come. You will fall like the best of the rams. The shepherds will have nowhere to flee, the leaders of the flock no place to escape. Hear the cry of the shepherds, the wailing of the leaders of the flock, for the Lord is destroying their pasture. The peaceful meadows will be laid waste because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Like a lion, he will leave his lair, and their land will become desolate because of the sword of the oppressor and because of the Lord's fierce anger.
Thank you.
Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. This word came from the Lord.
This is what the Lord says. Stand in the courtyard of the Lord's house and speak to all the people of the towns of Judah who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Tell them everything I command you. Do not omit a word. Perhaps they will listen, and each will turn from their evil ways. Then I will relent and not inflict on them the disaster I was planning because of the evil they have done. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. If you do not listen to me and follow my law, which I have set before you, and if you do not listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I have sent to you again and again, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city a curse among all the nations of the earth.
The priests, the prophets, and all the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord. But as soon as Jeremiah finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets, and all the people seized him and said,
"You must die. Why do you prophesy in the Lord's name that this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate and deserted?"
And all the people crowded around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard about these things, they went up from the royal palace to the house of the Lord and took their places at the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and all the people,
"This man should be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against this city. You have heard it with your own ears."
Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people,
"The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city, all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster he has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. Be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing."
Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets,
"This man should not be sentenced to death. He has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God."
Some of the elders of the land stepped forward and said to the entire assembly of people,
"Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. He told all the people of Judah, 'This is what the Lord Almighty says. Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble, the temple hill a mound overgrown with thickets.' Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, or anyone else in Judah, put him to death? Did not Hezekiah fear the Lord and seek his favor? And did not the Lord relent so that he did not bring the disaster he pronounced against them? We are about to bring a terrible disaster on ourselves."
Now Uriah, son of Shemaiah, from Kiriath Jearim, was another man who prophesied in the name of the Lord. He prophesied the same things against this city and this land as Jeremiah did. When King Jehoiakim and all his officers and officials heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But Uriah heard of it and fled in fear to Egypt. King Jehoiakim, however, sent Elnathan, son of Achbor, to Egypt, along with some other men. They brought Uriah out of Egypt and took him to King Jehoiakim, who had him struck down with a sword and his body thrown into the burial place of the common people. Furthermore, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, supported Jeremiah, and so he was not handed over to the people to be put to death.
All right, that was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 24, 25, and 26. May God bless those who have read and who have heard his holy word. All right, y'all. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all, let's gather around the altar. Let's hold hands. Come on, you gonna pray with me this morning? Are you gonna pray with me? Come on, bow your head, close your eyes. It's not as bad as you think it is. We just need to look to God this morning. Come on, y'all, come on, pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for once again blessing us with the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. You have blessed us, dear God, to have a good night's sleep. You woke us up early this morning and you clothed us in our right mind as we have started out this day. And Lord, we just come right now looking to the hills from which come our help, knowing that all of our help come from the Lord. Lord, we want to pray this morning for our singles, dear God. They are going through a lot of things. There's a single mom out there, dear God, that's going through this morning, dear God. Don't really know what to do. Got bills due and don't know really what to do. Got some home problems, problems with the children. Don't really know what to do. Got problems on the job. Don't know what to do, dear God. But Lord, we come to you because you told us in your word, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. And so Lord, we're calling on you today. We're praying for that single mom, that single dad, that grandmama who's trying to raise her grandchildren. Lord, let them know you're in their corner today. And Lord, you didn't bring them this far to leave them, dear God. And then, Lord, there are others out there who are having the same kind of struggles, dear God. Even though they're married, they're having some of the same kind of struggles. They got bills due and don't know what to do. Got home problems and don't know what to do, dear God. Touch in a mighty way, dear God. Just touch in a mighty way, Lord. We are coming to you, dear God, because, Lord, whatever we need, we know that you got it, dear God. You told us in your holy word to ask, and we shall receive, to seek, and we shall find, knock, and it shall be open unto us. And so we come asking this morning that you bless your people with the blessing they stand in need of. And protect us now from any hurt, harm, and danger as we go throughout the day. Go before us, go with us, and go behind us. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture, and we done prayed our prayer. In other words, we done had our devotion this morning. And the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Thank you for getting out of the bed, sleepy head. Thank you for waking up this morning early. All right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready for you early birds to get this early sermon on for you in just a minute or two. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. And somebody needs to say something about it. You know, I'm your watchman on the wall trying to inform you, educate you, and empower you on the issues of the day. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama. It'll make you face yourself and think. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them In Your Corner. We'll be rebroadcast at 12 and 6. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 and 7. The Situation Room at 2 and 8. Then a look in the book, 3 and 9. Unshackled, 4 and 10. And then a deeper look in the book, 5 and 11. So stay with us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.